Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if you visit any major metropolitan area, any major city, at between 5 and 5:30 in the afternoon, and you stand outside the office building, you know, the high-rise buildings, doesn't matter whether it's New York, Chicago, L.A., Pittsburgh, somewhere in Texas or somewhere in the South, it's all the same. And you see people pouring out of the offices, and what you see is you see them with briefcases taking work home. Or maybe they have two briefcases because they're taking work home. Now, I do understand that being successful takes an extra effort. You can't do it in 40 hours. But my question always is, what do these people do all day? And many times, business owners think that their badge of honor is that they work 80 hours a week. I worked 80 hours a week. I was just, oh my goodness, you can't believe it. I worked 80 hours a week. What more could you want from me? But working longer isn't the answer for CEOs, presidents, and business owners. That's not what's going to make you successful. Yes, it is necessary. I don't know a business person that doesn't spend some time at night working or works on the weekends or gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a great idea. That's all par for the course. But if you're just putting time in and you're just working and you're doing tasks and you can't be thinking about the strategy of your business and what's next, well, how in the world will you be successful? Your job as the CEO, president, or business owner is to put together a team, is to have tasks that people will do, is to get people motivated, is to get people to understand exactly what you're going to delegate to them, to have job descriptions. You make a great profit by having people work for you to get things done and get them done in a right way. Not I do everything. And the other thing that you hear from some business people, nobody can do it as well as I can. Well, that's probably true in many cases. But the problem or the challenge is, although nobody can do it as well as they can do it, they're limiting themselves. They're putting themselves in a position where there are only so many hours in a day. Again, they're working 80 hours a week. They're not delegating. They're not teaching. They're not building that organization. They're not building that staff that's going to help them do it, that's going to help them take the marketplace. Working hard is necessary. Working more than 40 hours a week as a CEO is probably necessary. But you need to surround yourself with great people who are going to get a job done for you, who bring skills to the company that you may not have, who enjoy doing things that you may not enjoy, so that you can actually sit back, sit at your desk, think about the strategy, do the important things, talk to the key customers, go on a sales call, deal with problems that will come up. While all around you there is a swirl of activity, it's like the tornado of activity that's going to help you become successful. So let's build an organization. Let's not take pride in how many hours we work. Let's take pride in how efficient we are and how many great people we surround ourselves with, about how we understand the business, how we are able to close deals and make things happen, because not only are we on our game, but the people that we work with us are also absolutely the best. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.